Hello, everybody, and welcome to the WooCast. We haven't done one in a long time. Literally, I got a DM right before we started recording that says, are you going to do another, like, what happened to the WooCast? It's been since December.
Who sent you that message?
I don't fucking know.
Oh, God. And
has it really?
It's not been December, hasn't it?
I don't think
so.
I think it's been more recent than that. I think they're a liar.
Probably.
So whoever DM'd me.
You're lying.
I am your host, as always, Nido Flo, and I am joined, as always, by...
Kobold North. Hi.
Why can't you ever get the timing of that right?
I don't know what to tell you.
Like, literally, you could have given me, like, one more beat and then be like, hello, I'm Kobold North Coat, and it would have been fine.
Well, I am Kobold North Coat. Hi.
Before we get to the topic, which will be F-List, by the way...
You were burgled.
Yeah, we were just at a convention called Nomadicon, and Nomadicon is the first year it's ever happened in Nashville, Tennessee, at the Millennium Maxwell Hotel, which was a shithole of a hotel.
We still need to write that's what we're doing after this. We're going to write scathing Yelp reviews.
Yeah, but, it was the worst hotel ever.
For y'all who've been like in motels, like Motel 8 kind of vibes, what if that was like twice the price, but literally the quality was worse.
Yeah, it was like $200 a night.
Yeah. Which,
yeah. Unacceptable for a hotel, like, just no.
And like,
if it's super nice, like the MFF hotel, fine, you know.
Because like the MFF hotels are like used by like actual business conventions.
You know that FWA hotel that looks like a ribcage, beautiful architecture? I think that was less per night.
I actually follow a few architect furries who were literally all fucking fangirling over
that,
the FWA
hotel.
That
building
hotel.
Was beautiful.
There's an entire genre of architecture that focuses nothing but like hotel architecture, and the FWA hotel and the MFF hotel are constantly,
you know,
featured.
What's funny, the hotel that was connected to the FWA hotel literally has the same, I think it was the same architect that
it
did
is.
The MFF
it
hotel.
Is
yeah, and it's also beautiful.
It was quite literally the original one, I think, was in Boston, but then yeah, that template was like copy pasted.
Yeah,
because yeah, it's a really cool design,
and I think the only thing they've done is stopped doing the vines and stuff because it looked outdated. But other than
yeah
that,
because it's a lot of dusting as well.
No, they were real.
Well, they also get dusty. Plants will get dusty, babe.
You get dusty. Old hag, even though I'm 32.
You're older than me.
Yeah, I know.
10
anyway,
years older than
this
me.
Hotel was disgusting. I was talking to one of the dealers that was like, oh, by the way, in our room, we found a used tampon under the bed. And they don't mean like under the bed. They mean like the bed, you can't go under it. So just like kind of to the side of the bed, and the cleaning service just didn't care.
Ew!
Used tampon. In our room, there was a hole in the wall. Water stains
and
in the ceiling.
And not even the fun kind of hole at wall.
Not a glory hole.
Yeah.
Mildew in the bathroom.
Molded mildew.
All of the drawers looked like they'd been vomited in and then let it soak through. And one of the drawers was broken. Also, piss stains on our mattress.
By our mattress, you mean my mattress. Yours was fine, to be fair.
I didn't look that deeply into mine, to be fair. Yeah. I was just looking for bed bugs.
The hallways perpetually just smelled. Like, they just...
Yeah, it was gross.
It wasn't mold or mildew. It wasn't, like... plumbing issue. They just smelled off.
Yeah. And the hotel looked like that early 2000s where they're like, the more molding, the better the, like, building. They're just like, let's add more molding everywhere and it'll look great.
Yeah. Like, you can tell the lobby at least went through a remodel, like, sometime mid-2000s, and it has not been updated
Never
since.
Touched. Not once since.
Yeah.
And it's just awful. And apparently the area around it is extremely high in crime, which we didn't know prior to going.
Well, you can go into that.
So,
if you want.
Yes, we traveled from Michigan to Tennessee.
Yeah, like a 10-hour drive.
Like a 9 or 10-hour drive, yeah. And I was dealing there. So I was in the dealer's den, the adult dealer's den, under my company, 14 Werewolves, which, you know, I was, even though it's a first-year con, I was happy about. And I'm looking at you, Addy. Just leave the room.
Yeah.
Make the noise during our podcast,
yeah,
Addy.
There's a guy in the room right now.
He's wearing a werewolf trainer shirt that has like cum splotches behind
it. He's wearing flannel pants, a werewolf trainer shirt, and he was trying to climb over.
What a total slut.
He was trying to climb over a mountain of inflatables and quietly exit the room.
Yeah.
What a whore.
Leave. Anyway.
God.
So, yeah, this area is terrible, which we didn't know about because no one informed us. But we parked our trailer that my friend was gracious enough to drive his new car that he just bought that had like the towing capabilities for this trailer, his own trailer with all my merch in it, and a bunch of extra merch because I had no idea. First year con, maybe I'll sell out of a particular thing. Spoiler alert, I wouldn't have anyway. But anyway,
plus,
I brought
like, all... Plus his big-ass bin of, like, personal shit,
yeah,
too.
Oh, yeah, and his personal effects, which, you know, included stuff like badges from artists that are literally dead now and you cannot replace. Like, just irreplaceable stuff. And a lot of...
Like, just the sentimentality of it. Yeah. Just
and,
gone.
And other expensive, just personal stuff in his bin. But anyway, I set up Thursday night. Thank God I fucking set up Thursday night.
I was trying to tell you, oh, we could just wait until tomorrow morning.
Holy shit, if I didn't set up. I set up, so, you know, I brought my merch in that was allotted for the con, and I left, like, 4 bins of extra stuff, because I was like, why not bring extra? What does that harm? You know what I mean? Like, of course I bring extra. If I run out, I can go to the trailer and get it.
No matter what con size, we've always, like, had one item that for some reason surprises us and sells out. Like, just some one niche thing, so.
Yeah, so I brought a bunch of extras, and Snap left his, what he called the fun bin in his car.
The sin bin.
The sin bin and his trailer. And we left it overnight and everything was fine. We set up and we woke up and then I got a call from Snap and he said, are you sitting down?
And of course, I just think it's just going to be something stupid.
And I'm like, that's the most dramatic thing ever. Like, what the hell can you follow up? Well, like, did someone die in the parking lot?
That's what I was waiting for him to say, like, the con was canceled. Because it's a first
Something like that. He said, are you sitting down? Or not? And it's Snap, so I know he wasn't joking either. So I was like, okay, great. And he said, our trailer's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Just gone. It's not there.
Yeah.
And my first instinct was, oh, bullshit. You just didn't. You just lost where you put it. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I was like, I don't believe it.
Yeah. And maybe it was like ticketed or something.
Yeah. But... He was insistent on it. And I was like, no way. So we immediately put our clothes on and go down there and look. And sure enough, it's actually just gone. Mm-hmm. Our entire trailer is gone. And... The trailer itself had a basic lock on the back, which was then on the ground where the trailer used to be. They snipped it. Snip, snip, gone. And then it has 2 bigger locks on the right and left that would need to be, like, welded off.
Yeah.
So they never actually opened the trailer.
Yeah, no.
And it also had, you know, a lock on the hitch part itself, too, that they just snipped off, which, holy shit.
Yeah.
So clearly these were pros. You know, they knew what the hell they're doing. They had the tools. They scoped it out.
It's just a smash and grab, yeah.
So we didn't know what was going on, and after a while, and just, like, freaking out, you know, we filed the police report, which everyone on Twitter is like, did you file the police report? And it's like, yeah, that's literally the first thing we did. Like,
which,
of course.
I understand.
I know you're trying to help,
yeah.
Which is great, but yes, I immediately called the police, and we got the report.
Eventually.
Eventually, yeah.
After
it's
we
not
got...
high priority.
It was,
you know,
it was
the fact
when we called the Nashville non-emergency number, they kept calling themselves customer service. Thank you for talking to, like, the Nashville Metro customer service line.
Mm.
And, like, that just felt like the ultimate slap in the face. Like, we just had how many thousands of dollars of worth of shit stolen.
But I get it, unless it's a violent crime that they it's low
but
priority
just
to them.
Call it the, like, the non-emergency line over the phone. They just kept calling themselves customer service. And I'm like, customer to what?
I'll get into how much was stolen, by the way, but... The like, it is grand theft because they stole
over
$5,000. But anyway, so we did that, and then, you know, freaking out, couldn't believe it. We told con staff, you know, they said they do all they could, and then finally I go out in the parking lot where the trailer was, and I just break down crying because I had been holding it in, you know, trying to compose myself.
Like, maybe there was some chance.
And then and then it all hit me at once. Like, I had. At the time, I thought I had, like, 10 to 15 grand is what I tweeted. Because I was kind of in shock, and I had no idea how much extra I brought. It turns out it was less than that by a lot. But it was still a lot of money on my part. And, you know, my friend's fucking trailer, he let me borrow. So it was horrible. I broke down crying, and then, you know, I was, like, not looking. I was down, like, on the ground, like, you know, looking down. And I hear Snap go, not right now, man. Now's not the time. And I was like, what? What could this possibly be?
God.
And it turns out a fucking piece of shit, garbage, shit stain. I hate to call him YouTuber because he's just such a pile of shit. Comes over and starts harassing us. At that moment where I am at my lowest, crying.
Yeah.
He was in a shitty nurse's outfit from, like, Spirit Halloween. that said vet on it in Sharpie. And his whole bit was to go, I'm a Christian YouTuber. Yeah. I'm just a vet. Come on and talk to me. And mind you, this is a person that had already been trespassed from the convention. Yeah. And that's why he came up to us, because we were far enough away from the convention that they couldn't do anything about it. And he was waiting for the police to arrive because he was trespassed.
Yeah.
So he decided to harass us, and I fucking went off on him. I immediately was like, you are the biggest fucking piece of shit. Prank YouTube is garbage. No one gives a shit about your videos. You have like a child audience. Fuck off into the sun. Get away from me. I started screaming like, get the fuck away from me. You know, like, this is the worst possible time. And he kept
And he's
on.
Just like, well, then why don't we talk about it?
He just kept on.
Why don't
on.
You tell me what happened?
And he kept on being like, I'm just a vet. I'm a Christian. As if, like, being in this character was funny in the moment. Like, he just literally had no soul.
Yeah.
He did not care. He had no empathy for the fact that I was crying.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he just didn't give a shit. It was all about the clout for him, getting the moment for his camera on his YouTube channel. Like, oh, how great. A furry is freaking out.
Yeah.
And it's like, fuck you. Like, this was... I was in fucking disbelief. I couldn't have planned a worse thing to happen in that moment. Like,
it really was just like the
shit.
Ultimate, let's rub some salt in the wound.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And I got a picture of him. And I'm going to do a YouTube video on Odin Wolf on that channel showing him. So if we can find out who it is, that would be great. I'm not saying you should harass him, because I would never say that anything.
We would never condone.
I would never say that.
We would never condone harassment or bullying of any
sort.
But
if we could find out who it is, that would be cool. Because, yeah, that's just unacceptable behavior.
Yeah.
This guy doesn't deserve to have a channel, and he doesn't deserve any tiny bit of clout he has. I tried looking up, couldn't even find him. The irony is he was harassing me, and... I was even like, dude, I have 160K subs and I don't do it. I don't harass people. Like, fuck off. Like,
yeah.
The irony is he's coming up to me, another YouTuber, but I don't resort to that shit.
Yeah, it,
like,
fun fact, it takes no effort to not be a shit person.
Well, it takes some effort.
Well, for some.
Like a little bit of effort.
God.
Let's be honest.
But like, just, you literally see someone crying in a parking lot surrounded by a group of friends trying to console them.
They filmed me. They filmed me.
Yeah.
Like, no soul. I need to move on from it, because it's like actually starting to piss me off again, because it was just so horrible. Anyway, the con security comes over here and gets that guy away from me.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, he waited there. They like, you can just leave, you know, like they were telling the guy, you can just leave. You've been trespassed. Just leave. And he's like, no, the cops have been called. I better wait for them.
Yeah, because I don't want to run from the police.
Because he wants the thumbnail, I was kicked out of a furry convention.
Yeah.
He wasted police time that could be doing something more important, like, I don't know, attending to a theft, just to get his fucking thumbnail. Like, garbage,
oh, for
scourge
sure.
of the earth. Turned out it was actually one positive from it, in that because the police came for trespassing, ConOps was like, hey,
while you're here,
by the way, we need to deal with the theft that occurred on our property, on the hotel property. And so we made the police report, and Snap called his insurance, and they were like, yeah, we can cover $1,000 of the trailer. Your deductible, by the way, is $1,000.
So
they don't cover anything.
Get bent. Yeah.
You can make your insurance worse if you'd like to claim $0. My homeowners won't cover it. We're just fucked. So I did the calculations of everything lost, and it was, let me just see really quick. I'm just going to north quick, distract them.
Your fundraiser is top right.
How do I do it?
Top right. Your top right, Buffy.
No, I don't know technology. Help me.
God.
So why can't I see what it says? View?
Yes. Oh my God.
Okay. So the total lost. And this took me literally all day. I was inventorying everything I had at the convention that I brought home, everything that I had in my inventory there, everything that I've sold at the convention, everything that I sold online, to make sure I could get as accurate as a number as possible, because I don't want to misconstrue the number.
Yeah.
It turns out I lost about $4,804 in merchandise. And that is like the wholesale value of the merchandise, like if I were to buy it again, which is absolutely devastating. That is so much money for me. I invested like 20, 30 grand into my business last year, and I literally can't afford to reorder that merch right now. Snap's bin of personal items was $2,047. that's an expensive ass bin to leave in the car, and that sucks. Because I remember he was like, should I bring it in? Should I not? And we're just like, I don't know.
Well, that was the whole reason why he went back out there. Because he's just like, well, I'm going to go like
grab my bin. Oh, in the morning he was going to grab it? Yeah,
because it's just like, he didn't want to grab it the night of because it's big, heavy bin of dildos. So,
well, it was dildos, personal effects, a sling, and other stuff. Just personal items. And then the trailer itself, if we were to replace it, would be about $3,000. So all said and done, it was about $9,851 left lost in the theft. And by the way, I didn't count the about $160 it cost me to rent the U-Haul on the way back that I wouldn't have had to do otherwise. So there is even more money that isn't on the GoFundMe, which, by the way, will be pinned at the top of this. I've never wanted to make a GoFundMe in my life because
they can sometimes have a negative connotation to them.
Yes. And like, there's no shame. Yeah. There's no shame in asking for help, and I don't want to like shame other people for asking for help when they need it.
Because there's like a lot of legitimate ones, like help. I have like terminal illness.
Yeah, stuff like that, medical bills. I understand it. As long as you're doing a GoFundMe for what I consider the right reasons, which is an emergency.
Yeah.
Not for a luxury item, you know.
Like then, I want a fursuit.
Yeah. Don't do that. That's gross. I never wanted to have to do it, but the fact that it was like $5,000 of Snap stuff that I can't afford to pay him back.
Yeah, no.
Like, that's so shitty.
Absolutely.
It's almost $5,000 for my own business, and then $5,000 for my friend that was helping me with my business.
Yeah.
So I made a GoFundMe, which will be linked at the top of the podcast on YouTube. Otherwise, just find it on... Do we have a Twitter for this?
Yeah, we do.
Do you update it?
I mean, it's just like whenever we post a new video.
What is it?
I think it's just Awocast Pod.
Awocast Pod. Anyway, just find us on social media. Or not at Nido.
No, it's Awocast Podcast.
Awocast Podcast. Or at Nido _flow on Twitter if you want to contribute or share the link. Sharing the link does help. Just retweeting it, whatever. I don't like asking for help. And I just felt like I needed to because this was just so much money.
It's a little financially devastating.
Yeah, I'm going to sell at Megaplex, assuming Megaplex happens.
Oh, you were confirmed for Megaplex.
I've been confirmed for Megaplex, yeah. The problem with Megaplex is that...
It's in Florida.
It's in Florida, so they've already had to make the con 18+ due to concerns with new legislature and the fact that they have a drag show at the convention, which, you know, crazy governor hates drag.
Yep.
And they also... God, they had a charity they were excited about, and they're like, sorry, we didn't mean to make that post. They just canceled the charity, by the way, as they were recording this. So it's just like, this con can't catch a break.
Yeah, no. It's...
I am so worried if it's going to happen or not. And I feel so bad for my trans friends out there because, like, I know another dealer that's trans, and they were just like,
Am I safe going here?
I'm not going. Yeah. They're just like, I'm not even going to Florida for vacation anymore. I don't feel safe in the state. Which is disgusting that you should ever feel... unsafe
in your own country
period, full stop, especially America. Like I feel so bad for my trans friends.
Genuinely moved past the period in history where an American born in America, raised in America, would have to be scared to go to different parts of the country simply based on their identity.
We're regressing so hard. Like, it's scary. It's legitimately scary.
Yeah,
it's... Florida is terrifying. And the fact that he's running for president, I don't even want to think of that.
God.
Everybody, if you're over 18,
go vote.
Go vote if you're an American.
Assuming they don't change the voting laws.
Please, go vote if you're an American. Please, please, please. Even in midterms. I even vote in midterms now, in local elections, which I never used to do.
Well, because the local shit is what matters.
I know,
I mean, people are always just like, oh, vote for the presidency. But then when you don't vote in local elections, shit like Florida happens.
Yeah. Anyway, we're digressing, but...
We're digressing?
Digressing? Wait, what am I meaning to say? Isn't that correct?
Just like the tone in which you set my stomach.
Was I wrong? That was a gurgle.
Well, the way you said digressing is just like...
But was I wrong, though? Is that the incorrect use of the word?
It just sounds wrong.
I don't know.
Oh.
Okay. Anyway, and then, you know, I plan on
vending... Oh, it's I digress, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, I digress. Not we're digressing.
We're digressing. We're Neil deGrasse Tyson.
We're regressing? Anyway, yeah. So I would like to vend at as many future cons as possible under 14 Werewolves, my business. And it's my business. I say we when I tweet and stuff. It's literally just me. It's just me.
The royal we.
The royal you. I commission. I get all these ideas for merch. I find artists and I pay them to make it, the designs, and I get it manufactured and I ship it out by hand myself. It is just me, 14werewolves.store. But I would like to vend at IFC if they approve me. We'll find out. I applied for like BLFC, I think.
Yeah.
I applied for some other conventions. MFF, oh my God, I better get in again because that was, sales there were amazing. People are great. I love the Adult Dealer's Den.
And that was like your first time in the Adult Dealer's Den too.
Yeah, it was dope. I loved it. And I loved
it. It was honestly just fun.
Yeah, I love my new company and I like, I just have fun selling. Even if it's dead, it's like fun overall.
I mean, to be fair, you just like interacting with people, but that's beside the point.
No. I like it.
That's what I just
said. Oh, I thought you said you dislike it.
No. I was like, no. I'm just saying, like, you like interacting with
people. I mean, it's funny because, like, I'm on the spectrum somewhere, and it's, like, an interesting thing because I have to force myself to interact with people, and it's, like, interesting, you know?
For what it's worth, you're good at it.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much. Addy just says, look all the colors.
Oh, my God. We have a friend who's, like, helped us deal a couple times. And listen, genuinely really helpful. But him trying to, like, advertise is just, like, look at all the pretty colors. Look at all the
colors. He's a special boy. But I guess we can talk about the convention, too. Like, the aspects that weren't the theft. By the way, I don't know if I gave the details. It was 5 a.m. when they came and stole it.
Yeah.
According to the camera. So they do have camera footage, but it's like they blurry. Will not.
Yeah.
They will not show it to us. Period. Full stop. Yeah. I don't know what that means. I'm sure given the quality of this hotel, it's got to be the blurriest ass footage. Maybe they can make the vehicle. There's no chance this trailer will ever get returned.
Because, on top of everything else, Tennessee is also a state where it just doesn't require license plates on trailers.
Yep. So they can just drive it indefinitely without a plate.
But, so long as the car is never pulled over that's driving it, yeah.
And what people need to understand, because apparently furries don't understand this, according to a lot of them, they don't give a shit what we had in the trailer. They're not after my furry merch.
Yeah.
They're after the trailer itself, and if there's expensive stuff in it, that is a bonus for the thieves. They're professional thieves.
Yeah.
They're going to take this trailer, they're going to strip the plate off of it, they're going to probably weld the lock, or whatever they're going to do to get the hard locks open. They're going to take a glance at some furry shit and they're going to toss it like in a parking lot or dumpster or whatever side of the road. The
fucking river, yeah.
We have no way of knowing, or they'll probably sell it in another state. It's gone.
But see, that's the ultimate slap in the face of like, they didn't even want your merch.
No,
they
just it's just being thrown away. So that's just all gone. And all of Snap's art, which I feel really bad about, badges from like, the early 2010s, he was saying.
I thought you were going to say the early 20s.
Early 2000s of artists that are dead. Yeah. It's just gone. That original art is gone.
Like, he was even telling me about just, like, I have, like, my first pair of handcuffs that I've ever owned in there as well. And just, like...
sentimental shit.
Yeah, just shit that, like, you'll never be able... Like, you can replace, but, like, you'll never replace.
I was just thinking, like, holy fucking shit, what if I left my first heads in the trailer?
Oh, God.
I don't know what I'd do right now.
Yeah.
Like, that's... I can't imagine losing Nido.
Yeah.
Like, I would be dead.
Like, that's literally your livelihood. Yeah. Not to be dramatic or anything.
It's so sentimental to me, literally your livelihood. Like, at first when I got that character, I was like, on it, and on the fursuit, and I've grown to really like it. And, like, I guess it's typical of a YouTuber, if you think about it, for a YouTuber where they make another character over time and they get more partial to that one.
Yeah.
I kind of like Nido. Like, I like being called Odin as my primary name, but I like relate to Nido the slutty bun.
Yeah. I mean, I've even just like me personally, when I call you Odin, but like when I think of you and like your art and your character, I think of Nido more than anything else.
Yeah.
So yeah.
It's really grown to represent me a lot more.
I mean, to be fair, it's just like you're like not safe for work side of you.
Yeah.
Which is also like
Odin is too at this point, like Odin always has been, but it's the more outward facing one.
Yeah. But like that's just who you are as a person. Like you're very sexually open and expressive. What?
Except for my ass.
Yeah.
It's torn open at all times. But, you know, I was going to say we could talk about F-List in this podcast.
That's the next episode.
But we've already talked for, like, I don't know, 25 minutes or something.
So about, we can just talk about, we haven't even talked about the con.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We can talk about the convention and some of our other sexcapades, because I was also at FWA.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. So actually, let's just make it about that. So Nomadicon, yeah, like I said, first year convention. They ended up with less than 400 people.
Yeah.
Not much less, which is, you think, oh, that's small. It's a first year convention. Honestly, it's pretty good. And the thing is, they were going to be at a different date, different hotel. They got screwed over. So like months before it, they had to switch conventions and dates to be on the same fucking weekend as Anthro-hio. Which like, sucked. Because I would have loved to go to Anthro-hio too.
Yeah, it's no shade to either convention.
No.
Like, the convention of Nomadicon itself, like the entity just got really fucked.
Yeah, they got fucked. And like, it's not their fault. And this is probably not their first choice of venue, that's for sure.
Why would you say that? You didn't like the Motel 8 but worse kind of vibe?
Yeah, the hotel was just disgusting and unacceptable. And everyone I talked to said, if it's held in this hotel, I will not go back to this con. And like,
it wasn't even a bad con.
No, it wasn't. But I'm saying,
were it not for like your trailer getting stolen,
we'll get into the convention itself later. I'm just saying the hotel itself, unacceptable.
Yeah, for sure.
Never again.
But the worst part was, is like, I talked to a lot of the hotel staff. They're so fucking sweet.
They are nice.
So nice.
But it's in like a block away is like a fucking terrible neighborhood.
Yeah,
like it's not safe to walk. I mean, like, it's not as unsafe as CFZ at night, apparently.
Oh, God, that's right.
Oh, my God. We'll get into that later in the episode, too. God, we can just talk about cons this episode. But, yeah, it's not safe outside. And they have security at Nomadicon in the parking lot. A, I don't think they patrol the whole parking lot. B, they openly say that they're only there till, like, 3 a.m.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the burglars knew to go at 5 fucking a.m. because it's a known thing when the security guards go, because they don't rotate them.
Yeah, just wait for, like, the generic security card to just roll
so
out of the parking
dumb.
Lot.
Yeah. Anyway, we got there Thursday and that happened. And then the next day, we vended anyway.
Yeah.
It was a short vending day cause they made it from what, 2 PM to like six.
Well, yeah, that was another way the con got fucked because they didn't even have access to all, like the convention didn't have access to all the vending rooms because the hotel was still using them from the last event. So the con even.
Think about, oh my God, if I wasn't Adult Dealers, then it would have all been gone. Because regular dealers couldn't set up till the next day because the upstairs event was not open on the 10th floor.
Just another way, once again, not the hotel or not the convention's fault. Like, they just got,
so
once again,
in one way,
over.
We got ungodly unlucky, but also a little lucky.
It could always be worse.
It literally could have been worse. If all my merch would have been stolen, I would have been out.
We would have left, period, full stop.
Oh,
at that point.
For sure.
Because, like, there's no point.
I would have been out, like, $20,000, $30,000. I would have. There's no GoFundMe that would ever
It wouldn't have even been your merch, because it also would have been like your fucking suit head and all of your other shit.
I think no matter what, I would have brought the suit head in.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, I don't like leaving it in the car, and now I never will, ever. Don't ever leave. Don't ever leave anything at any convention in your car.
Yeah.
We're learning that cars are getting broken in left and right. FWA
like,
last year had problems.
It sounds like stupid advice, but like the amount of times where it's just like, what are the odds that it'll get stolen?
And it's like, until it happens to you, you think it can't happen to you. And then it happens to you. Never in a million years would I have thought my entire ass trailer is going to get stolen.
Like, whole fucking thing lifted.
The whole thing. So, yeah. And then everyone's giving this advice, like, did you know you can get tracking devices? Do you know you should have got a better lot? It's like, thank you. I appreciate the sentiment again. In the future, yes, we are getting a tracking device on the trailer. Yes, we are getting an even bigger lock, an even bigger trailer hitch stopper, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, we will do everything we can. AirPod, what are like, the Apple things?
Well, Apple makes, like, the stupid fucking AirTags. But like,
AirTags won't do much.
Yeah,
but they make
something that's, like, to, like, the tile / AirTag variety, which is meant to, like, attach to, like, merch for shit.
Yeah, so we're going to do that in the future, yes. And I'll look into business insurance if it's affordable. Like, you have to understand that I am a tiny LLC and insurance is expensive on top of it. So, yeah, I'll look into it in the future. Of course, hindsight, like, great, would have been cool to have insurance. But I don't even know how much of this they would have covered or anything. But learning.
Insurance would never fuck someone over.
No, never. Learning the hardest way possible is what we did here. Anyway,
the con itself,
it was billed as a furry and pup focused convention.
Yes.
Which, look, the convention
there was a decent amount of brownies there too. There was a decent amount of brownies.
The convention itself was ran pretty well. I really liked the head of staff and one of the main people, Razith. He was very nice.
They're all nice people.
Like I had no problems with any staff member. They're all professional. Yeah. They're all very helpful. Legitimately, I don't want to sound like I'm shitting on the con for what happened, because I understand how difficult it is to run an event. And plus, I can understand
as well
how much of a fucking nightmare a first-year convention to have someone with 160,000 YouTube subscribers to have their shit stolen at your con. It's not a good look. And I'm not putting that number in your face to, like, flaunt it or, like, oh my god, look at me. I'm just saying, like, from their perspective, they'd be like, god fucking damn it, really? Yeah. And to their credit, they comped all of our badges.
Indeed.
So all of our badges were completely covered.
Plus the hotel room.
The hotel table would have been $300, $150 per table. They comped that. And they comped almost the entire hotel room. So they didn't have to do all that.
No.
But I'm eternally grateful they did, because that money went towards gas, getting the new U-Haul home, and just fucking recovering a little bit. Like, it helps. So very grateful to the staff for that. You know, they didn't have to do it. And, you know, my sales for a little convention like that were pretty okay.
For a first year itty-bitty con.
Pretty good sales. Pretty deuce. Like, does it make up for the $5,000 loss?
But honestly, were it not for the fact that you had your trailer hitched, you would have still, like, turned a profit.
No,
like,
yeah, for sure. You would have still done well. It would have, I would be like, that was a success for a little con.
Yeah.
That was good. I paid, like, the hotel room, the travel, and I made a little extra. Great. Cool. The dealers then we were with Lycantasy, which the owner of it, he's really cool. I like talking to him. I like his expertise and the creativity and the toys he makes, especially the grinders for
the quality is so nice.
The grinders for trans men and the grinders for, like, me as a cis man. Like I like the one that looks like a dragon slit. Like that's legitimately fun to hump. Little plug for Lycantasy. They're a great company. And then we were in the dealer's den with someone else, don't know who they were. Honestly,
they were really, really nice, but I never
they were nice, but they also played, oh, I'm gonna bring it up, they played awful music all convention and we had to deal with it. Look, you know, if you're gonna bring music,
the Undertale chiptune on loop for an hour and a half,
if you're gonna bring music to a dealer's den, don't do it. Like, it's inconsiderate towards other people. It would have been fine if they, like, came up to us and, like, do you mind if we play music or something? And, like, even then I might have been like, fine, whatever. But at some point, we got so petty that we started to play our music on North speaker even louder, because we were so sick of the, no offense to you, awful music. There was some stuff I like. There's some stuff. Every like, five songs, they play one I like.
Yeah.
Maybe five or six songs. And I'd be like, ooh, I like that. Like,
yeah.
Oh, you're playing a little bit of Panda Bear, Animal Collective, good stuff. And then I was like, oh, okay.
Fantasy elevator music.
Yeah. Or like, oh, I listened to Mindless Self-Indulgence in high school, and it's okay once in a while, but probably not the con using the R, like the song using the R slur at a convention. But anyway, yeah. No, I'm not shitting on them genuinely. They were nice. They seemed nice. They genuinely, I don't have an issue with
and
them.
And when I sneezed, they said bless you. So they're good in my book.
Like, genuinely, they were nice people. I don't personally care for your music taste. That's all.
And I don't care for yours.
That's fine. We share some.
Very few. When
I don't like exclusively Eurovision or Lady Gaga. That's all I know about you.
Or Nicki.
Nicki's or fine Beyonce. Sometimes. Beyonce I don't like.
Yeah.
Beyonce's so fucking overrated. That Beyonce video. Beyonce's so overrated, it's absurd.
I love Beyonce. I would die for that woman.
She's the most overrated artist on planet Earth.
How fucking dare you?
Like, unironically, people worship her as a god, and it's disgusting. And she's just...
She's not a god. She's Queen Bee.
She's okay at music. She has a beautiful voice. Very talented. Does not deserve, like, literal god-tier status. Sorry. Sorry.
But
we're talking about the TikTok where the guy was screaming. That was beautiful. We can't really explain it well.
It's just, like, she's on stage, and there's a guy who's in, like, the very, 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 very fucking front row. Like, can, like, smell...
He's like, yes, I love you, yeah! Yeah. I don't want to actually scream because it'll peak the microphone.
Just like, yeah!
Like, just nonstop screaming her lyrics where she keeps on looking over at him and, like, she's trying to stifle laughs. Like, it's great. That was great. That was the most human I've ever seen her.
But yeah, she
but she's... No, really. Beyonce doesn't show personality. Like, it's part of her thing to just be as malleable as possible so people project themselves onto her, and that's why she's so successful.
Onto her, yeah.
Yeah, but, like, for real, though. They, like, see her as whatever they want because she doesn't really give much personality. But seeing her, like, stifle a laughter, I was like, she's human after all. I like her a little bit more. I do like her a little bit more after
and
that.
It was a long bit. There's, like, there was, like, a minute and a half clip. And then there was another one that you found was, like, another minute and a half. And
other people were like, this guy!
And just... her just trying her best to, like, look at him and smile, but, like...
I really wish she would have brought him up on stage and just gave him the mic. Like, just let him have his moment, like...
And, like, tone deaf. Man, tone deaf.
Oh, yeah, couldn't see. Beautiful, though.
God, the gays are wild. But, yeah.
Getting back to the convention. I only went to the dealer's den on the 10th floor, which was a choice.
Pretty view, though, for
when
what it's worth.
The sponsor's lounge was a huge room on the first floor, barely utilized. There must have been a reason they had to use the 10th floor, but anyway.
Well, it's because there's no other big room.
No, the sponsor's lounge was a big room, big enough for dealers done.
Do you think so?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. There's probably logistic reasons. I don't run a damn con, and I would never want to, and I don't envy you guys because that's hard work.
You would never want to run a con?
I appreciate all the hard work you guys put in.
You don't want NioCon?
I went to the dealer's den, like, briefly, looked around. It was pretty tiny, but, like, not bad for a first-year con.
Yeah, definitely not.
And
the artist salary was actually kind
of
nice.
I can't remember the artist of the person who had the tampon in her room, but I like her. I vended next to her at, not MFF.
IFC?
No.
Have we vented at IFC?
I don't think I have. Where did I vent next to her? It was ACFI.
Really?
Yeah, huh. Alamo City Furry Invasion. I vented next to her, and she's lovely. So I don't think she's listening. But if you are, hi, you're great. Did you go at all? You got a sticker, right?
Yeah. So I commissioned one piece of art, and
you
I also...
You didn't tell me that.
Yeah, I did. This is like when I went back a second time. And I also got, it was like, it's like a, I don't know how to describe it. It's a derpy frog sticker of just like it. Like a frog with like just a fully flat face. And it's,
I love it.
It's so fucking cute. Like, I've never put a sticker on my laptop so quickly. It was adorable. And it was cheap. It was like $5. It was so cheap.
Yeah, I love it. And then, my brain just farted really hard. Not my butthole.
I was
going to
say, better than you farting.
Why can't, my brain is literally just like stopping.
I can see the gears turning in your fucking head.
Yeah, I was like going to say something.
So dealer's done?
Dealer's done. The convention itself, like we met a cool group of people.
Yeah.
You spent significantly more time with them.
I did. I just like really, really vibed with them.
Yeah, no. Like for sure.
Folks from the Louisville area.
Louisville. Yeah, you gotta say it like that. Louisville.
Yeah.
That
sounds like shout out to y'all. Y'all
about to throw up when you say it like Louisville.
I don't know how else it's okay, because I've said it multiple different
times. No, it really is Louisville.
Yeah, well I said Louisville one time and people got angry.
Yeah, no, that's not it.
Well see, like my
that's not it, Seth.
My northerner ass. I've always just called it Louisville.
I've always known it's Louisville.
Well, see, I've always just called it Louisville. I've also
area I live, I'm not going to say it, but it's like a similar type of lazy way of saying it, if you think about it. Like,
I've also always said New Orleans, and they're just like, no, it's Narlands.
It's Narlands.
Yeah, and I'm just
it's,
like, oh.
It's not Narlands, it's well,
we're
Narlands.
Saying, yeah, we're saying
it's
it wrong.
It's
Yeah.
No, I say it correctly. It's Narlands.
Tell us but, in the comments if you're from fucking Louisiana.
It's Louisiana.
Yeah.
It just gets, every state gets lazier and lazier.
FW was in Atlanta.
It should be Arkansas.
America, explain.
America, I love that.
What do you mean?
Was that a vine?
That was a vine. God, I'm old.
Shut up. I'm 32.
I'm 22. I'm so old.
But that no. That group of people I also vibed with.
Super fucking nice.
I met Elf, who works for, what are they called? Mystic Creature Creations, I think?
I've forgotten the name, but he's like...
He works for a mascot company, and like they knowingly make stuff for furries, and they're totally cool with it. And they're cool with, like, furries sexually expressing themselves and stuff. It's a great company based in Mexico.
It's like, make your fucking coin, you know?
Yeah. He was really dope, and then I was in the room with, like, three other people, and I started blowing all of them, which was great.
Mm-hmm.
So I got four dicks to play with, and all of them jizzed on my popload.
Mm-hmm.
Elf came a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did see that. You posted on your AD Twitter. Your Nido Twitter.
Nido underscore flow if you want to see the
I say your AD Twitter as if you don't even have a safe for work Twitter.
I do not anymore because it's, Twitter's a platform. Should I just leave that in there for them?
Absolutely.
Like all the Vorfers that are like, oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you've had people in your comments, even on your Odin videos, being like, oh my god, I love it when you burp.
Yeah, there's a creepy burping compilation of me and I hate it.
There is, but they can add this one. And that one.
I need to cut out the fart. I'm gonna mute the fart.
For what?
I'm gonna leave in the audio, but I'm gonna mute the fart for you guys.
Ripped fucking ass. God. The worst part is his ass is, like, he's sitting in his chair in a way where his ass
is... like, my ass is scooty-booty towards
his
you.
His ass is pointed towards me.
That's really good. Anyway, yeah, I got four loads on my pupwood, which I loved. And then I ended up fucking this, like, Twinkie pup, which was also fun. Yeah, his ass was nice. That was pretty hot. But yeah, I didn't expect, like, much of anything at this convention. And then I ended up doing that. And then, like, you know, just called them and chilled with them, like, all night. And, like, that was it that night for me. And, like...
That was also the night that I came back drunk at 3 a.m.
He was so white girl wasted.
Oh, God! Listen.
You were white girl wasted. You're denying it, but you were white girl wasted.
Okay, I will admit it just for this, but, like... I can usually hold my alcohol fairly well. Like, I can drink an absurd amount of alcohol and ever just be slightly buzzed. However, I went in a little bit harder than I probably should have because a guy rolled up with some fucking, like, banana cream moonshine, which I'm just like, I'll try this just out of curiosity. It was the best fucking moonshine I have ever had before in my life, and I probably had a little too much of it.
He was in the room going, look at my leggy, it go up.
Well, to be fair, you didn't hear. I was Dua Peepa. She dropped a new fucking song for the Barbie movie, and I was just like listening to it with my headphones on in the bed, laying on my stomach, kicking my legs in the fucking air like a little like schoolgirl. And I've never vibed so hard before. And you're just sitting there in the bed looking at me in horror.
It was a lot, and I just wanted to sleep, man.
Listen,
I took some of my prescribed Xanax and I went the fuck to sleep. No, actually that night, let's see, Friday night, because it would have been after the trailer got stolen. Yeah. I did not sleep. Maybe an hour?
Yeah.
I couldn't. Until...
I slept like a fucking rock.
I know. It was an hour before Dealer's Den when I finally was able to sleep. And that's why when the alarm went off, I just went... I can't. Like, North, you and Addy, you have to... Jesus, take the wheel for this one.
Jesus, take the wheel.
North is Hispanic, you could say that. Yeah. Anyway. yeah. God damn it. But yeah, I was like, you guys have to just do this for a bit while
I
nap. Of course,
I was also... once again, I've been hungover once in my entire life. That was incident number two of ever being hungover.
You said, at night, I kept on saying, drink water. And you went, no, I don't get hungover. No. And I kept on going, North, here's water. And you went, no, and swatted it to the ground. I literally handed you fucking water because I could see how drunk you were and I was being a good friend. And you went, no, swatted to the fucking ground. I was like, you piece of shit, drink some water. And you're like, no, I don't get hungover. And now you're telling me you fucking got hungover. God, listen to your friend.
The worst part, okay, the reason why I rejected that water is because I had just drank water and I was worried that if I drank more water, I would piss the fucking bed.
Wow, another piss stain on the already piss stain mattress.
But yeah, the reason why I rejected that water was because I already drank water and there was no more room for liquids in my body.
No, there's room. Lots. Of room.
In my big mommy milkers. But no.
So, North, did you have any sex at the convention?
You know what?
Did you have any sex?
Can I even say?
No, you can't.
I can't say.
You had sex.
I did.
And the location was a choice.
The location.
We are not getting any more detail than that. The location was a choice.
The location was a choice.
But you both jizzed, right? You jizzed in his mouth and he jizzed in yours?
I think so.
I
know I came. I'm going to be honest.
You don't know if he did?
I hope so.
Wait, how would you not? There's cum.
It was a hand job.
You said you were blowing him.
Yeah, but then he started blowing me and I was just hand job.
And at no point were you like, huh, is there ejaculate on me?
My God, guy, I am full blackout from that night.
Oh, no. He was drunk too, though, right?
Yes.
That probably makes it okay morally. I don't know. What were you doing? Stop. This is what happens when you don't have me with you, Norn. You know, I don't get to watch over you.
You don't get to watch over me? No, you're too busy getting four loads on your face.
That was fucking great.
And spooning with some twink.
Yeah, and then, you know, dealing went fine the next day.
What do you mean dealing went fine? You weren't there, bitch, until, like, noon.
The afternoon of dealing the next day went fine. Yeah. And, you know, occasionally people... Actually, more people came up and said, is it true about the trailer? Like, that's how they approach it. Well, again, they mean well.
Yeah.
But it's like, yes, it's true. Well, it hit the rumor wall. I would never lie about that, ever. Well,
to be fair, the people who were coming up, it's just one of those things where it just hit the rumor mill. So
yeah, and I think it's a conversation starter and they just don't know how to say it. But it's like, yes, it's very much true. And it's just like, it sucks. And, you know, some people even, like, tipped or something, you said? I wasn't there for that.
There was a guy who, like, came in and bought, like, a jock strap. Like, they're $25 and they came in and, like, bought a jock strap.
Well, they were 25, now they're 30. Go on. I'm raising prices.
But yeah, so he gave me 2 20s and I'm just like, okay, let me get your change. He's just like, don't worry about it, it's a tip. And I'm just like, huh? And of course on our register doesn't have a tip function. It's just like a normal like POS, like just retail, like, yeah, point of sale. Like there's no way to tip. So I'm just like, so I just like slid the other 15 into the cash drawer in like a separate pile of just like, I guess this is the tip pile now.
Yeah, I think somebody else gave another like 5, which, yeah, is really else. Sweet of them.
It was like $15 and they gave us a 20 and just had to keep the change.
Yeah, people were really nice. Yeah. And then that night, I'm trying to think of, oh, that's right. Alf was in rubber, and I ended up... Oh, my God. He was in rubber, so he was drenched, and he had the SPH of the rubber open, like the zipper.
Well, see, that was the night of the, like, the naked... Not the naked dance, but the, like, the kink dance or whatever.
Right. That's the next night, though, not when you were drunk, right?
Was it? Well, no, because it was Thursday night, our shit got jacked. Friday night, I got white girl wasted, and you got forward like loads on your hood.
Yeah, so it was
Saturday night. Yeah, Saturday was the night, night of like
where,
the of
that's
the main
where I am
dance.
Mentally right now.
Well, yeah, yeah. So yeah. Saturday night there was like the main anticipated dance of the con, which was essentially just like kink dance. Like as long as your genitals are covered, pop off. So people were like shirtless, just wearing undies. Like some people were just wearing jock straps.
Like Elf came to my room, and I ended up like pawing him off or whatever. Mm-hmm. Because he was so sweaty that like his underwear, I went to like grope him, and I went, ugh!
It was
and like recoiled back because there was so much sweat that it was
just like a squish of sweat.
It was a swamp, and I was like, "Oh, that's not going in my mouth."
That is swamp ass. Like if there was ever.
Like, look, uncut dick plus sweat plus I don't know how. Like, no, not gonna risk it. Nope, yeah. Nope. I
not
love
gonna,
uncut dick.
Not gonna risk it for
his
the
dick
biscuit.
Is very nice, by the way. But I know. No, but I did pull him off onto me, and that was nice.
But yeah, that was in the night that we were up until like 5 in the fucking morning hanging out with that friend from, or like the friend group from Louisville.
I can't Louisville? Remember if I did.
You were there.
Oh yeah, I got another load on my hood after that.
Yes, you did.
From Cowboy Man.
Yes.
Don't and then, say his name, but Cowboy Man. He gave me a load on my hood. And then, like late at night, before I hung out with you, I ended up doing a quick hookup, which was really funny. Cause
you
our,
did say this.
Yeah. Our roommate had anal for his first time. And I was like, oh, who did you... It was, like, right before I was going to leave the room for this hookup, which I typically don't do, but god damn it, did I want to jizz in a butt. Anyway, like, I did. I just needed to, like, come in something. Like, because I was pent up from earlier, you know? Yeah, I needed to hold a pound. but, yeah, he had sex for the first time, and then I was like, oh, I'm about to go. By the way, who did you hook up with? And they said his name, and I was like...
It's just, like, some guy named blank.
And yeah, and I was like, there's no fucking way. There's no... Like, that's... I'm literally about to meet him. And then I just started laughing, because, like, what are the odds?
Your Eskimo sister is unintentionally with someone now.
I don't know if you can say that. Is that offensive? Eskimo?
It's probably offensive.
Probably.
We
mean no offense. Anyway.
Is there, like, a better term for... Say into the comments if there's
know.
A better term for
we
that.
We were butt bros.
Butt bros. Yeah, butt like, buddies?
Come butt bros.
You met him in the middle? No.
Oh.
That's like an Eiffel Towering thing, though.
Anyway, I ended up fucking that guy's ass. And
sloppy seconds.
Jizzing in it and leaving. He was very like...
You did get the sloppy seconds then.
No, he didn't. Our roommate didn't finish, so. Oh. Although that person, when I was like, oh yeah, my roommate, and he's like, which one was that? And I was like, uh-oh. I was like,
no.
Oh, you probably had a lot of dicks in your butt, huh?
Yeah.
But it was fun. The only thing was he, like, shaved, but, like, had, like, prickly hair.
It was long enough ago to where the hair started to come
back. So
it
felt like sandpaper. But in a weird way, it helped me come because it was so overstimulating that it made me finish. It was weird. Like, it kind of hurt, but,
you
like,
felt
good.
You just needed to feel something.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, I jizzed in his butt, and then I met up with you.
Yeah, and that's when we hung out with, like, the local
in the lobby.
Group.
Yeah.
Yeah, we met up in the lobby, and we went back to our room for a while. And
yeah,
we went
for a little while.
Yeah. It was like an hour we were up there.
Yeah, it wasn't too long.
And you stole my bag of chips.
What chips?
My bag of Lay's. I was carrying, I had like a little bag of Lay's.
Those were, that slapped so hard. You don't understand. Well, like, see, nothing in the world sounded better than a, those weren't even like real Lay's.
Yeah. I think they were off. No, brand. It was like off, it was like great value, like the Walmart brand. But I was,
it was,
I
like was, Gray's, yeah. Gray's chips.
Yeah, I was already drunk. Not like drunk, but like intoxicated.
You weren't that drunk then.
Yeah, no. But like, I had that little bag of chips for literal hours, like 3-4 hours, carrying it around with me from party to party, because I'm just like, these are going to hit so hard later.
And then I they hit my stomach.
And then I'm sitting in the lobby. You come to join us, and you're just like, those chips look so good. So I take a few and then pass you the bag. And then you finish the bag, except for like the 3 chips you left in the bottom.
I thought you were giving them to me before, because you ate a bunch and then handed it to me. So I'm like, oh, no. He must mean the rest are for me. So I was like, no.
And I'm just like, can I have some? And then that's when you said that.
I was like, oh, okay, I guess.
I was waiting all night for those fucking chips, Odin.
They're really good.
God.
Yeah, we didn't do much that. I mean, I don't know what you went off and did. What did you do?
I went to bed.
No, before. Like, this is my recounting of the day.
So I went to the fucking same dance that What's-His-Face, that Elf was at. The one where he got all fucking sweaty.
The kinky dance.
Yeah, so I was there for
was
like...
Was there many people?
It was...
I heard it. Sometimes it did have a decent turnout, though. Because it was meant to only be an hour and 20 minutes, and everyone was like, what the fuck? So they made it all night, which I didn't even know about.
To be fair, and I will preface this with no shade on the con, it was a very, very, like, I don't want to say poorly attended, but, like, very, very big room for not enough people to fill the room, if that makes any sense.
I saw some pictures where it was kind of full. I guess it just depended when you went.
It literally depended on the angle of the photograph, because there was a couple people, there was a few people who were trying to take selfies, like, hey, I'm at the dance, and then they would take a picture and realize that, like, no one's behind them, and they would move to, like, the opposite side of the dance floor to make sure that the people were behind them. But, yeah, there was a good amount of people, but because of the fact that the room was really, really big, it always felt awkward, if that makes any sense, because there was like 10 feet between you and the nearest person.
Yeah.
Or like the nearest like group of people. But yeah, so I was there for like hour and 10. I ended up like going with the guy there, but I ended up leaving with a different group of people because he found someone else to hang out with. And yeah, that's when I met up with the fucking group of people from Louisville, and I just hung out with them for the rest of
Louisville,
the night.
Louisville, not
Louisville. Louisville. But
okay,
yeah.
That's proper, actually. Did you have any more sex that night or no?
I gave that guy a little head on our bed.
Yeah.
As you shoved feet in his face.
I did. I shoved my feet and my foot paws in his face.
He was a good person.
I like him. I like him. I'd hang out with him.
Yeah.
It's far away. I guess
I'm gonna go visit. Yeah.
Yeah, if you visit, I'm gonna tag along. I'm gonna force myself on.
Oh, okay.
I was about to say I'm gonna force myself on you, but I didn't mean it like sexual. I was like, that's a bad phrase. That's not what I meant. Oh my god. So then we slept, and the next day, again, I slept in a bit, and you guys had to deal because I was so tired.
I was on 3 hours of sleep, and you said, I'm going to sleep in. So here I am, running the booth at, like, 10 in the morning. I'm a corpse at this point. For anyone who's ever been to our, like, dealer's den table, I'm fairly, like, happy peppy, like, retail face. I was forcing it. It was, like, real...
Sunday, there was almost no one.
Yeah, but I genuinely felt bad for the few people who were, like, rolling in at, like... In the a.m. of, like, Sunday.
I feel like you said rolling in as if you were saying New Orleans. Like, you're, like, rolling them.
But, yeah, they're just like, hi, how are you doing? And I'm just like, great. Because I was, like, just dead at that point.
Yeah, Sunday there's not much to note because we kind of... Oh, wait, no, you had stuff to do, you bitch.
I did have stuff to do.
We packed up, and then in the middle of packing up, North's like, can I go do this thing? It'll only be, like, an hour. You fucker. You fucker, I wanted to go. I hate you. It'll only be like an hour. And what did you do, North?
So, okay, there's like the big Greek temple in Athens called the Parthenon. In Nashville, for some reason, it's cool. I'm not like trying to shade it, but for some reason, like 200 years ago, they just like rebuilt it in Nashville. But like, it's a really good replica, and it's like really, really fucking cool. So we just like went there to take pictures or whatever. By the way, the park was a fucking madhouse because we forgot that like Memorial Day weekend was a thing.
Oh yeah.
So that park was a fucking madhouse. Like it took us like 10-15 minutes just to find parking, just like driving in circles trying to find parking. And we eventually realized, I guess we'll just park on the fucking grass. And of course then we're like driving up the curb and like scraping up the underside of the car. Which probably wasn't great.
At least your car didn't get stolen.
Well, your car wasn't stolen either. Just your trailer.
Yeah.
And a few thousand.
We didn't even mention that the night before Snap slept in his car because...
Earlier that night.
When he, like, peeked outside, there were a couple of guys out and scoping his car. Like, they were...
Like, looking in his windows
and shit. gonna steal his actual vehicle this time. Yeah. So he slept in the car.
Because to be fair, he did buy like
he bought a like a not nice a new vehicle, but a new used vehicle.
A nice looking
vehicle. What is it, an Escalade?
It's a like 2016 Ford Escalade.
Yeah. So that was great. Had to worry about our car not being there the next day. Thank fuck it actually was there. So
but yeah. I will say, for anyone who's in Nashville, this sounds I'm an architecture major.
If anyone's in Nashville, don't.
I'm an architecture major, so I'm like, I'm full nerding out over this goddamn building, and I'm just like, there are the Doric columns, the triglyphs, the metopes, there's the fucking entablature.
The meat and peas?
Yeah.
They have potatoes?
Yeah, the meat and peas. Like, there's, that's the, like, the cornice.
I genuinely would have loved to go, by the way. Like, and then you said you were going to be an hour, so I was like, oh, I'm going to take an hour-long nap, so then I'm going to be able to sleep the whole car ride.
And it was like an hour.
And then 3 hours later, I wake up and you're not back.
Because I was back at the hotel by then, to be fair. Because you did not tell me that you were going to just like sleep for an hour and wait for me to come back. So I go there. And at this point, like, I heard that you're just in the room. And I'm just like, okay. So I'm just like, why am I going to go back to the room and wake him up from a nap that I didn't even know you were taking, by the way.
So then why would you say about the nap part?
Well, you're the one who's, like, angry that, like, you overslept.
Yeah, I am.
And I'm just like, that's not my fault. That's not my problem.
It's because Snap apparently told you, like, oh, we'll leave by 10. And I'm just like...
But, yeah, no. So, yeah, you overslept. So then... Of course, you still slept in the car
anyways. It's funny because I completely slept in the car ride. Like, yeah. It is...
He's bitching that...
It is 2 a.m. right now. I'm not even really tired yet.
Well, of course,
I slept great.
I also have an Amtrak back to Chicago that we're leaving for in like 3 hours. I say we, but like just me. But
yeah, this is, by the way, Memorial Day.
Yeah, this is...
This is Tuesday this now, is, technically, this is right?
Tuesday.
It's 2 a.m. on Tuesday.
The day after Memorial Day.
So, we're recording that. I'm going to like post this.
Which, by the way, tonight. I'm dreading the Amtrak because when I booked my ticket, it was 95% full.
Ew.
So, yeah, it's going to be like shoulder to shoulder.
You did pick a stupid day.
I mean, what my other option was yesterday, which means we would have had to have been back here at 8 a.m.
Yeah, we ended up getting back at the house.
At like 11? Like 10, 11?
A.m., yeah. Yeah. So it took us a lot longer because the smaller U-Haul, like, we had to go slower.
Well, we were actually technically going faster than we were on the way there. The main reason why it took us so long is because...
Snap needed a nap.
It was the...
Snap nap. Because he's exhausted.
Yeah, no shit on him. But it was like, we left the con like 9:30, 10-ish p.m. on Sunday night. So we were driving all through the night. And like, for anyone who's ever driven at night, I don't know how fucking truck drivers do it. It's dark. It's, you're going down.
Drugs?
Probably.
Energy drinks?
Well, literally, actually. But yeah. Like, it's dark. You're going down a straight road with no fucking turns. You're going to like lull off to sleep. So like, Snap and I, like, he like would take like an hour and a half drive, and would then stop for like 20-30 minutes to power nap, and would then do that over and over again. But there's a certain point where like, I hate driving trailers, but I'm just like, I'm watching this man like literally fall asleep behind the fucking wheel. So I did it like a Jesus take the wheel, and I drove for like 2.5 hours.
Yeah,
just so that
we made it home safe, and he made it home safe, which indeed. Is thank fucking God, because we didn't need something else to happen.
Jesus,
we didn't even get to FWA and the sexcapades I had, but like, we've already talked for an hour, so I guess we
has it really been an hour?
Yeah.
Oh God.
So we'll leave it for another episode. The only thing I wanted to talk about was, I mean, that whole thing happened. You know, like I said, the convention, they treated me nice. They refunded me. They went above and beyond what they had to do.
Like, yeah, we've bitched a lot about the experience of the convention.
The hotel can go fuck itself. Yeah.
99% of what was going on at the convention was not the convention's fault.
No. they do need to add more pup events. They do need to add more AD programming and have more stuff. But again, Growing Pains, first year con.
I've been to
Capital City FurCon, which happened exactly 1 year, and believe me, that wasn't good.
And the entire thing turned out to be a massive scam.
Yeah, but. And this was not. This is great. So as long as they host it somewhere else, you know, go. But if they have it at that hotel again... Don't go.
Yeah.
Like, just don't. I'm sure they won't after that disaster at the hotel.
I mean, they weren't even supposed to be at that hotel in the first place.
No.
So. I doubt that they would go back to it.
But like I said, nice people, and they helped us out a lot.
Yeah, super sweet people.
And the other thing is, I'm part of my tripod. Shut up. By the way, I'm realizing I have ADHD.
Context. I've been telling this bitch for like the five and a half years that I've known him that he has ADHD. All the, like, once again, not a doctor, shocker, architecture major, but I've been telling him for years, because I also have ADD. My dad has ADD. Half my friends have ADD. That Odin has fucking ADD.
My whole
He watches a video or sees a chart that describes...
No, that's not it.
What was it?
I was at FWA and there was two, like, friends talking on the bed about their ADD to each other and about how, like, they realized it and how their brain works. And I went, fuck, that's how my brain works. That's not how everyone's brain works. Like, because I don't have a point of reference for how other people think. So
it couldn't have been me telling you for 5.5 years.
But I still just assume, like, the way I think is probably, other than the whole, like, probably autistic on the spectrum thing, is how other people think. You know what God. I mean? Like, I just assume. But then I realize, like, I have inattentive ADHD, which means, like, you forget where you put your wallet every fucking day.
You forget what you're talking about. I've seen 3 times during this podcast.
That was once. There was like all the time I set out to do a task, I walk, and then I forget what I'm doing. And like, we've always written it off as
getting old.
Yeah. That's always been jokes like that, though, for real. Like, we've written it off as, oh, you're so forgetful, you're so like whatever. And it's like, I think it's actually just ADHD. Like, it's not, I'm probably not early onset Alzheimer's like I was scared about. Like,
were you actually scared about that?
And there's always a fear. Like, I literally would forget what I'm doing mid doing it.
I guess that's true. I mean, in your age.
And, like, I get distracted easily. Like, during sex, I've talked about it before, where my brain will just start thinking of other stuff. You have a cum stain on your shirt, by the way.
That's not, that's toothpaste.
That is so a cum stain.
It's toothpaste.
Anyway, See, I didn't even mean to do that. I got distracted by your shirt. Like, that wasn't planned. God damn it. But, like, mid sex, I will start thinking about other things. Even though it's the hottest scenario that I, like, fap to all the time.
Yeah. Like, it could be, like, your number one fantasy, and you're just like, what should I eat tomorrow? What's for dinner?
Yeah. Not this ass, because I don't eat ass. Anyway, so I'm gonna make an appointment to get that treated, so that'll be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Go on some amphetamines and see how they affect my brain. Hopefully it'll help my anxiety and depression, because from what I hear, if you get ADHD treated, it also helps those a lot.
There's a lot of comorbidities between a lot of those mental disabilities or mental afflictions.
You're definitely a morbidity, yeah.
Oh, it's because I'm morbidly obese.
I would never say that.
But yeah, no, there's a lot of comorbidities between ADHD, anxiety, and depression. Just because they all affect how your brain thinks and how you'd like view not only the world, but also yourself as an individual and as an entity.
Sitting down to work.
Well, considering you value and you place so much of your self-worth on your productivity, so having a mental illness that affects your productivity.
I'm so not productive.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean.
And I feel bad about it all the time. Yeah, like,
so
all the time.
That's where the...
Like, I sit down to work. Like, I'm trying to do these long-form videos with, like, scripts and stuff. I sit down to work, and I get so overwhelmed, and, like, I just, like, try, and I just give up. And I'll do anything else, because I get overwhelmed, and, like...
That's the exact...
And I always feel guilty. I feel so guilty, because I'm like, I'm such a piece of shit. Why the fuck can't I work? Everybody else works. Like,
but, I mean, you are a piece of shit, but for different things. Yeah.
But, like, for real, though, it's like, I feel so guilty. Like, why can't I just do this? Like, I always thought it was just anxiety, but now I'm realizing it might be ADHD, too. So, hey, you could be 32 and still learning about your brain chemistry, so...
Oh, bitch, like, my aunt didn't realize that she, like, has actual chronic depression that she suffered from for literally 30, 40 years until she was, like, 55, 60. So it's never too late to realize, like, oh, shit, there's something wrong with me.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll figure that, like, every day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mink. Anyway, do we want... Oh, the only thing I wanted to touch on was the conference? Confuzzled. And again, this is just, like... What I saw on Twitter, there was one counting of a person that said they walked outside and they said chavs, which I assume means like shitty people in British. They said, like, they threw rocks at them and their friend got hit in the face real bad.
Yeah.
And then they said the police ended up arresting them and they also had knives on them.
Mm-hmm.
So they are doing a thing where they're having like a baggage check, but it's for all of your furry items for if you go outside. So you aren't identifiable as a furry because it's that dangerous.
So yeah, well, like when you're leaving the con, like you can leave like your bag.
They're advising people just don't leave the convention.
Yeah.
Even though they're upping security. That's terrifying.
It's like one of those things where it's just like you expect conventions to be a safe space. You expect them to be somewhere like even if it's not like explicitly just the convention, even like the area around it. Like hopefully you can like go across the street to grab like a fucking burger or whatever. But like the idea that like a convention isn't a safe space, it's disturbing. And it's just like once again, no shade on the convention. It's not their fault.
It's just people being shitty. I do think we're learning that we need to up security at conventions.
Yeah.
Like, heavily.
I mean, we've had a couple incidents in the past year. Like, there was one at AC, there was one at MFF in the past years.
So. MFF, from what I hear, they have so much security. Like,
it's also Rosemont. Rosemont has hella security because of also the proximity to the airport.
O'Hare International. But I'm saying, like, MFF themselves has so much security, and you'd never know it because they're playing uniform, but they say they have, like, insane security. Yeah. So I believe that.
Which, I mean, there's a reason why MFF doesn't have that many issues for the fact that it's the biggest fucking furry convention. In a major fucking city.
But yeah, that's our retelling of Nomadicon and the horrible theft that was bestowed upon us. Is that a thing that you can say about a theft?
Between this and what was the other one?
What?
What was the word you tried to say earlier?
Listen, I'm trying.
I regressed.
But just a reminder, there's a GoFundMe up, which will be linked in the description of this on YouTube where we post it, and on other social media. So if you could spread it around, if you can give a few bucks, that's cool. If not, I totally understand. Or, you know, because it was $9,851, but that's not accounting for the trailer and stuff. So it was actually more. But yeah, anything you can give helps. Helps Snap and I recover from this. And also, if you want to support us, well, support me, you can go to patreon.com/odinwolf. It doesn't support this podcast directly, but it helps out a lot. And North?
Hi, so we've got a patreon.com/koboldnorth.
I'm sorry, did you get anything stolen?
My heart.
You fucking piece of
shit.
My
heart was stolen.
No, I'm just kidding,
But yeah, no. Like, I do the podcast.
You do the podcast.
I theoretically have a YouTube channel, but
I wish you'd do it.
What? YouTube?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know.
I'm not entertaining.
Hey, Fuzzbutts!
Listen!
We're gonna play Minecraft. We'll never let you live that down.
Actually, no. Like, oh God.
If you've made it this far in the podcast, put Hey, Fuzzbutts. We always do the call
to
action.
You say this far, but like, we're at the end of the
podcast. I know. If they made it this far, put Hey, Fuzzbutts in somewhere in your message.
But yeah. So, like, if you want to support me, like, patreon.com/globalnorth. So.
Yep. And then where can you find it?
It's just in my link tree. Oh, you mean the podcast?
The podcast, you jackass.
I'm just like, oh, you can go to my link tree.
Fuck you.
But no, so depending on how you're listening, we're on YouTube, we're on Podbean, we're on Spotify, and yeah, I think that's about it because it's an After Dark podcast, so we can't post in too many places.
Yep. So that's been...
Also, we're on Google Podcasts. That's the other one.
That's been this week's episode. I've been Nido Flo, and that's...
Kobold Northcote.
And, Oops, I just hit the space key and now it's done.